he's right here, so. Oh, he topped it. He cold topped it.
Okay. Ready to go. Yeah.
Eight iron.
Oh, he shanked it. Oh, look at that line, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy, is he out of sync.
We're live. Welcome to the Bogey Boys podcast.
You're joined here by Kevin and Mark, as always. Bit of a mad setup this, because the camera's there, but then, like, he's there as well.
Yeah, have a beer.
There we go. There we go.
How are we, Kevin?
Do you know what? Very well, you know. Very, very well.
Yeah.
Played the Frank Stableford Championship.
You did, yes. How'd it go?
Do you know what? Solid round of golf, like, but just, honestly, needed you there.
What?
Just reading the putts, I didn't have a clue.
Is that what it comes down to at the end? Yeah.
Like, putting not a clue, though.
No.
Like, didn't three putts once, which
what was
decent.
The course condition like? Because John McLaughlin sucked it over now. Last time I went there, it was unbelievable.
Oh, do you know what? Actually, unreal.
Yeah.
A few, like, the captain and a few people were like, oh, what do you think of the changes? I was like, oh, they look great. And never even seen the course before. just like saying, oh, yeah, it was great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it was a cracking golf course, though, wasn't it?
I think we owe a lot to that man, though, you know. Dr. Frank Stableford.
Go on.
Well, come on. Like, without him, you'd have to play medal all the time. And yeah. It's an absolute nightmare game.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. There he is. There he blows, look.
There he is, Mr. Frank Stableford,
oh,
yeah.
What a tash.
Was it on the second hole, wasn't it, if history serves me right?
I think the legend goes something along the lines of he winged 4 OB.
Fact check that.
He winged 4 OB and just said, this is well too hard, this game. I'd refuse to have an NR because he birdied the first.
It is one of the best tournament setups, though, isn't it? The Stableford.
He created the Stableford point system, yeah.
So how did it go then? 36 all Stableford? How did you?
Do you know what? I didn't even break 70, break 80, sorry, once. But some of the scoring, like, was a joke when I think the fella that won at 39, 41.
Yeah, it is the scores now. 38, 40, Pat's some going
38, 40. So it's
a scratch event.
Scratch event, yeah. So we shot, what?
6 under.
Yeah, like, class.
Unreal, over two rounds.
Look, let's do a one-to-watch segment on him. What's his name? Alex James.
Congratulations,
yeah. One-to-watch segment done. Well done. That's quality.
So you enjoyed it, though?
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Boss learning curve, the whole thing. Even just doing 36 holes in a day, like, it's so hard physically.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Like, you play the same hole that you birdied in the morning. And you think, oh, yeah, same strategy, make a double. You're just like, what has just gone on there? I've just hit the two same shots there.
Yeah. So building us up nicely for open qualifying, isn't it?
That's a week
on Saturday. We've got that, haven't we? Tee times have come out.
Yeah, nice, handy one for you there. Do you know what time it is?
No, go on.
7:36.
Is it really?
Yeah. But the tee times go from 6 to like 3:30, 4:30. So.
And what is it that get through top 12?
I don't know. You know what? I haven't even read anything, but I'm going to read it because I will not be missing that tee time. I'm playing
definitely
with a lad from Heighton and Prescott. Don't even know John Carroll.
Yeah, no, John. Yeah,
oh, do you know?
Very good player. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'm speaking to.
Is he still amateur, John?
Yeah.
Is he? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Fact check. I'll have to check the start sheet. But I was speaking to Joe Murray, and he said it's his next door neighbour.
Both Heighton and Prescott now.
Yeah. Well, Joe's at Blundell's Hill, but I mean his next door neighbour. I think he meant in life.
Oh, in general, right next door to his house. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Well, I think so, anyway.
Fact check again.
Fact check again. Got a few fact checks going here straight away.
No, we had a little knock, didn't we, round West Lancs with Mikey McKeown and Richie Healy.
Oh, that was boss, wasn't it?
Took us on, didn't he?
They took us on. They beat us. They gave us loads of Heineken. It was a great day.
Speaking
of Heineken,
lads,
yeah,
cheers.
Good golf.
Yeah, course condition was unreal as well.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, Mickey's handicap was a bit suspect, 18. Wasn't it?
Getting up and down from everywhere, making birdies. Like he's.
I think he shoot 40 back now.
65 net he shot, didn't he? I was like, no wonder he took us.
Nah, but I enjoyed that. That the rough's getting long there, isn't it?
I know.
I think it's gonna.
Well, do you know my dad lives at the back of West Lancs, doesn't he? And he's got a drive on mower, and I've considered it going out with it. Just plowing through it. Yeah.
Get it easier, no? But yeah, I played on Wednesday with Danny, just a little match at SNA.
And oh, when you fucked me off too, because I took him and played me practice round at Wallasey.
And then I played on Friday at West Lancs with you and the lads. So that's about it for me. I'm just playing once or twice a week if I can.
Keep
the ball rolling, as they say.
I played so much last week. I had like two pairs matches. I played Wallasey. I played 36 holes Sunday. I played the club championships Saturday, which I'm not even talking about.
Well, let's move swiftly on to some golf news.
I'm not even
news,
playing
then.
This week. I can't be bothered with it.
No.
No.
We've got some good golf to watch, though, this week.
Oh,
so
I can't wait for it. US Open,
yeah. bit of Brooks and Bryson update. Brooks has come out saying that the fact that the beef has been hot on the press is surely a good thing for the golf.
Oh, do you know what? Because for them, you mean, so they're getting their $8 million,
the player, whatever they're getting. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You're dead against this, aren't you?
Well, I'm up for the incentive and all that sort of stuff, but I'm not up for fake WWF beefs on Twitter and like.
I mean, I love it, mate. I think it's exactly like I'm getting geared up for the US Open this week, and all I'm thinking is I can't wait to see them. Are they going to get paired together? Are they going to cross paths? Are they going to be on the putting green or the range at the same time if the tee times are similar?
Yeah, but people love to buy into fake stuff. Like, people love the wrestling and then the crowd pack it up, but it's like fake. Like, it's the same thing.
Called entertainment, that, mate. Yeah, yeah. One guy who won't be there, though, Ricky Fowler, failed to get through US Open qualifying.
Phil Mickelson has actually offered them his place. I don't know how legit that is. Like, can you even do that?
I don't think so, no. That was a special exemption he got. They don't normally give them out, do they? But with him winning the PGA,
he doesn't need it now.
Yeah, I've seen that, though, that he'd offered them the space, hadn't he?
It is to give away, is it? No. Oh, what? I don't know.
Fact check again. We're getting through these fact checks quite quick.
We need the lads behind there who give them the images. They should be able to give fact check for us on the next one.
Do live fact checks.
We haven't got time, have they?
No, I know. And then only other bit of news before we move on to the Palmetto is that John Rahm, who's going to be back at the US Open this week, and JT, they both confirmed for the Scottish Open.
Yeah, I think a few more will as well, just to
week before the opening.
It's the Rolex, it's what, probably 10 million?
Yeah, I think it's 8 million, yeah.
Like a week before the British as well, isn't it? So yeah, get a bit of links practicing and all that.
Well, I think that makes sense, doesn't it? And it gets themselves used to the time difference as well, won't it? If they get all over a bit earlier, and I think Rory's can confirm he'll be at the Irish Open as well.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, so we should be really. Yeah, I mean?
I think the Irish, I don't know if that's the week before or the week after.
I think it's before.
Is that the week
before?
I think
it was Irish, Scottish, British.
Yeah, there we go.
Fact check. Do you know what I mean?
News from the European Tour as well, qualifying school. There is no qualifying school this year again. Second year in a row, yeah.
It's good news for like Mansell and Gandhi. Oh, Gandhi.
It is.
I think Mansell's all right, isn't he? But Gandhi and a few others who would have to go and try and get a full card to get the special thing.
No, definitely.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Definitely. I don't know whether they're doing anything. I know last year they don't give 5 spots away from the Challenge Tour to get onto the main tour. I don't know if they're doing something similar like that again this year.
I just know that
they're not actually opening up the qualifying school, and people will keep the categories for next year.
They seem to be giving away spots everywhere, don't they? Like every single tour that pops up's got like European Tour Star, Change Your Life, Challenge Tour Star, Change Your Life. It's like, it's boss, isn't it?
One guy who has changed his life, and we'll move on to him now, Garrick Hegel.
Mate,
what a man.
What a man.
What a guy.
Didn't I call him being the best left-hander in the world?
I think if we can go back now. You went Battier, did it?
Oh, yeah. Ashley Battier. What was the bet? 50 quid or something?
Hegel was mine, yeah.
Oh, my word. I'm getting absolutely rinsed in that bet. And there's no coming back, really. Is there? Like, he's off now, isn't he?
Well, that's it. Into the top 50 in the world now. That is first PGA Tour victory. Only 2 starts.
Sick.
And that's his first one that wasn't a major as well.
Oh, so his first start in the PGA Tour was at the PGA
Championships. Yeah. So in his last 6 starts, he's won 3 times. He's had 2 top 10s. And then at the PGA, he was tied 64th. And considering that's your first major start, and I'm pretty sure on the Saturday or the Sunday, he clocked like a 10 or a 12 on one of the holes starting with. So that's obviously knocked him down. But into the top 50 in the world now. I'm only going to go stronger and go into a better place, isn't he?
Look, of course, yeah.
Gary Player has come out, hasn't he? And if you're getting the plaudits off the big man player, then...
That's sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
The big man player. he's come out. He's only 22, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's come out with the most outrageous statement ever. He said that he's going to focus on the race to Dubai, still keep playing the European Tour, and he's going to go and play the Sunshine Tour because that's where it all started.
I was thinking,
come on, imagine like in a few months, like next year, you can go and play the Austrian Open for $1 million, or you can go and play like the WGC or something big.
The players for like, 2.5 mil first prize.
Yeah, or for 1.5 mil first prize. Like, I can see his loyalty start to die off.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can still get races to buy points. We spoke, didn't we, about Colin Morikawa doing the same. He never stepped foot in Europe and he was going to win the race to buy. So there is ways around it. So
that should like... You need to change that rule, don't you, really?
We spoke about this, yeah. We do need to change
But his win only came because Chesson Hadley's collapse, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, what was he? 4 shot lead, wasn't he, going into the final day and got off to a terrible start?
He bogeyed 2 out the first 3. He only had 4 greens all day, and then he bogeyed the last 3. to lose by one.
Honestly, I know.
So I've got a couple of words for him. Golfers CBD. Link is in the bio if you want to buy any. Use code BogeyBoys15 at checkout, mate.
You love plugging
and
that.
Chill yourself out.
No, but it must be difficult because it's happened a couple. We'll come on to the Scandinavian mixed in a bit. But the same thing happened there with Octavia. He three-putted on the last. When there's that much pressure and so much at stake, especially for Hadley, because he's only made two cuts all season.
And then to be in that position,
four-shot lead. And then there was the disruption, weren't there, with the storm the night before and not getting played. Because I know Harris English, he was on 18 when play got called off, and he had a 10, 15-foot putt for birdie. Had to go home and then come back early in the morning. He missed his putt for birdie and had a six-hour wait for his tee time.
That must
have played a part in it because
you're sitting around all day just thinking about why didn't they just knock it in? Because when the klaxon goes, you can still go, can't you?
Can you?
I think if it's lightning, you can choose to finish out, can't you?
Oh, finish the hole, if you're putting, So for whatever reason.
Or has he hit it onto the green and then had to mark it?
Like he was trailing by four shots, and I think he was 3 under through the first five holes, had his English.
Sick.
And then, obviously, the last 13 holes, he was 6 over. So you got to think, being there all day and...
There's been a couple of disruptions lately with the weather, hasn't there?
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah.
Nightmare. But listen, you nearly called it, or we nearly called it last week.
Big Hudson,
man. What a boy.
The legend
what
himself.
A boy.
Yeah, I know. At it again, Wayne, at bogey down 17. Only thing that stopped him from taking the crown. Well, at least going to a playoff.
At least a playoff, I know, exactly.
Yeah, so as much as I was happy for Higo, I wanted Hood to win, you know what I mean?
I know.
And I was my pick.
I had both of them in my picks.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? That your first win?
Yeah.
Was he pot one?
Yeah.
Here you go, yeah. Because we joke about me usually going for that type of player, don't we, in the picks?
No, there's and your the boy one, there, look at him.
One time I don't go for him, there he is, champ. But unbelievable, he's won 2 out of 3 events on the European Tour. Now he's on the PGA Tour and winning events. It's where does he go?
Well, we always talk about, Tommy. Hatton took a while to do it, didn't he? But, Tommy and, a few other players, European Tour players, who were superstar household names, multiple wins, going to the PGA Tour and, not getting the job done. It's hard to win on US soil. And
even Hudson Swafford said, how difficult it is to win on tour. He's been out there for, 13, 14 years, and he's won twice.
Yeah. I know.
So it just shows you it's no small feat, and he's turned up and won.
Just won. It's basically his first go, isn't it?
Honestly.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely going to be a top 10 player in the world, whether he's going to get good enough and be able to hold his nerve to be a multiple major winner. But he's definitely got the talent. 21, turning up with the world number one in the field, Dustin Johnson, and winning.
I know. With the world number one getting off to a flyer, which you think he's just going to barnstorm.
Tied for the lead on Saturday at some point. He was DJ, so, brilliant. No, really enjoyed the tournament, to be fair.
Well, speaking of DJ, actually, before, because I missed a bit of golf news off, DJ is actually up to third all-time career earnings. Sick, that, isn't it?
So where has he gone up one space?
Yeah, he was fourth. $71.78 million he's earned.
Not a bad bit of money, then, is it? Yeah.
Do you know who he jumped, who he leapfrogged?
Money earnings. Let's go Greg Norman.
No.
Jim Furyk, yeah.
Mad, isn't it, that he was third all time, yeah.
Didn't
expect
that.
And there's only Tiger and Phil ahead of him.
Yeah, imagine. What's Tiger? He over in 100 must be.
120 odd million, yeah.
Unbelievable. But, don't think anyone's going to catch that.
It's mad.
What's he need? Another 50 mil?
You know my maths. Come on.
No, but just another one to add to his list of things he's doing it. How do you think he'll get on at the US Open this week? And I will come on to
you can't really you can't really write him off, can you? Because he's the best player in the world, but at the same time, he's got nothing really to go off, has he? He's been struggling with his knee, wasn't he?
Yeah, they had a few of them, had a few injuries now creeping up in there. Brooks is the same, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah, but moving on to the European Tour, then just quickly talking about the Scandinavian mixed.
Good event, isn't it? Good little showcase of both.
Yeah,
both tours.
It was really good. Yeah, I mean there was a bit of yardage difference, but you'd expect that, don't you? But all in all, the fact that you've got women and men competing in the same tournament, and it wasn't a complete washout, and it was competitive, just shows that they've set it up right and they've done it right.
Yeah,
I think it was 40 odd men and about 20 odd women made the cut.
So it's
all right split,
mix,
really. Yeah, when you think about it, but I enjoy watching it.
Well, Shaq Lady had a little bit when I see him at that PGA North event, he had a little bit of a thing to say. He's like, all he wants is a woman to win them events. You know, he put the tees mild forward. That's all he wants. That's all they're after with them.
Well,
events.
They nearly got it. He did nearly get it.
He'd have been shouting at the telly. You know, that's all he wants. That's what you're after.
But you look at that Alice Hewson. She only turned professional last year and she won her first event. On that she played as a pro on the LET.
Did she? Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a little look back at the how much she won on that event, 30,000. And then for finishing third on her own this week, she picked up a check for just over 55,000. So it's not just the opportunities of competing with the men and getting more exposure, they're actually picking up good paychecks as well, which is nice to see.
No way, that's so sick, isn't it?
Yeah, really good. I felt a bit for Ortega though, coming down 18, he only had 76 yards to go. Knocked it to about 20 foot and then three putted to hang Caldwell as maiden victory. What a boy though, 64 to win by one
honestly,
shot.
Honestly, I know I keep saying it, but like he needs a bit of golf for CBD. That fella be three putted. Here he is, big Johnny Caldwell.
Yeah, what a guy.
I've just been looking at the comments there. Look, Lee Goodall. Yes, lad, this is Joe Murray, the boys.
Yes, are we lads?
I wonder what comments he hasn't let through, because Lee Goodall definitely have more to say than yes.
Get these off.
Yeah.
Who allowed these to do a live? Yeah. So go on then, Caldwell, 64.
Well, do you know what? Like, he's 37, isn't he? But in 2007, he was Rory McIlroy's World Cup partner.
Was he?
Yeah.
Two different.
He's had a bit of a thingy one. When he was on the Euro Pro, it says here that he was working in Nevada Bob's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, travel Monday, Tuesday and then back home Friday night when he like that was his life cycle. And he said he got home after some bad weeks thinking, what am I doing? Like, and then he thought, I don't want to spend the rest of my days in a golf shop. So he persevered and thankfully he did.
Yeah.
And he said, and then after that, went on to say that my golf club at home were probably going bonkers. Just put a tab and crack on, boys, and enjoy.
Ah, what a boy.
And then they asked him, like, are you not scared about the level of the bill it could be? And he said, I honestly don't care.
Ah, what a boy.
And he said they've supported me enough over the years. Just go and enjoy it.
Go and enjoy it, yeah.
Beltel, he's my new favourite golfer. He's my new favourite golfer, man.
What a boy. No, but I did that. You're right what you're saying there. I enjoyed the tournament. And there's another one of those on the Clutch Tour. They're doing a mixed event, aren't they? HSBC or something, or the IP. I don't know what it's called, fact check, but...
Probably not even doing it, are they?
No, they are definitely doing a mixed event, the Clutch Tour.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, yeah. They're all about the mixed and inclusion, aren't they?
It's good to see. No, I think if you make, like, I can't fault the way they've set them courses up. You know, I know people will talk about yardages and it's not fair and whatever, but at the end of the day, in order for that to be competitive, you need to change... They don't hit it as far, do they, so?
No, well, yeah, well, of course. But some of them do. Like, if Patty Tavatano was playing, she'd be bombing it past Jonathan Caldwell, do you know what I mean? She's a beast.
Yeah, she does get it out there, doesn't she? Talking of the Women LPGA Tour then, so we had our first finish
winner. Yeah. Matilda Castron won it with a bogey 365 to edge out Min Lee. First time winner and first finish winner ever.
Brilliant.
But she was born in New York, so she's like, oh, like, does that count, does it? But we'll give it to her.
Well done. That should bring us nicely onto that time again then. Birdie bogey bus time.
It's that time again, y'all. Birdie bogey bus.
Right then, what's your birdie?
That's great to hear that happen. You do that and I love that, you know. My birdie is Garrick Higgo rocking up and winning his first PGA Tour start.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason. The reason is because he got me my first Order of Merit win. In the thing. So that's why it's my birdie.
I was coming close to catching you there as well.
I know you were posting. Did you have a few drinks Saturday there, did you?
Yeah.
Three top fives from Mark here.
Well, Tam, I got a bit of praise. It's been a tough hard season for me, to be fair.
It
but has. I had a good week this week as well. I had Hudson, Bo Van Pelt, both finished tied second. And I had Wilco, Neynabar.
He's done right as well, didn't he?
I think he finished tied 14th in the end, yeah, just outside the top 10, but it's a made cut. So I haven't done the point yet, but I had Kepka and he missed the cut. So yeah, a few minus points for that.
I had a win, a second, a missed cut, and a withdraw. What a mixed bag that
your
is.
Chipper
got level points.
Hopefully.
Yeah, my favourite chipper. Arjun Atwell, what's he doing withdrawing?
Just withdrew. Was he make? Did he make the cut?
I don't know.
Withdraw.
I've just seen. I just looked on. I think it was like Friday afternoon. It was WD.
Yeah.
Gutted.
Gutted for you. Not really.
No, I bet you got made up.
Well, my birdie. I see Mito Pereira. I don't know if you've heard of him. He claims his third win on the Korn Ferry Tour this week, and that gets him an immediate promotion onto the PGA Tour.
That's what Zalatoris needs, that to get his Ryder Cup points and all his PGA Tour points, because he actually hasn't got a status. But even though he's done boss, he's come second in the Masters. He's got loads of other boss.
He hasn't actually got a category. He hasn't got a category,
so he doesn't get none of it.
Yeah, seeing that. Yeah, but I just thought that was me birdie. Another Chilean as well, so we'll join naming.
Ah, right. Kieran will be, and Connie.
Yeah.
So they'll be buzzing them. They love the cheer for Neiman all the time.
It'll be interesting. I'd never heard of them before. I've seen the news flash up. Don't really follow the Korn Ferry Tour, but I thought, want to keep an eye on if he's winning three times already the season.
No, it's quality,
not been going on that long, so definitely want to watch.
Definitely. What's me bogey is, people not holding the nerves, you know? Like, they're out there, it's the job.
It's not exactly simple, is it? Do you know what I mean? If you're leading.
I know, yeah, but what they could do is they could use to get some golf for serious.
Oh, my God. No, anyway. Is there any way to cut you off this lad?
No, but I just think they play so well all the time. It's more me bogey for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's three-putting the last to lose, and that fella going bogey, bogey, bogey down the last three.
Simple two-putter. Oh, no, obviously, no two-put simple. It was
he went for the win, and he
went for it. Yeah, he knocked it about 4 or 5 foot past. And obviously, that's not what you want to get into a playoff in any event. So.
Exactly. So, but then that's his win for the win, and he's missed the one coming back, so he's lost it. Fair enough, whatever. But Hadley going bogey, 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 it's just a collapse, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a collapse. Yeah,
I feel more bogey for them.
Yeah,
than the
seeing
actual,
it and watching.
Yeah,
it happen,
just
like
it's horrible for them, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Well, my bogey was American Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker. He's come out. And he wants Brooks and Bryson to settle the feud before the Ryder Cup. And I was like, come on, let them have it. I just want to see them go week after week, because I'm tuning in this week.
Yeah, it's good for you to, like, us to watch. Or like, well, I don't really like it, but it's good for the people to watch, isn't it? Like, but it's not good for Stricker, who's got to, like, you know what, if he had any banter, he'd pair them together. There should be a petition.
Yeah,
we should start a petition.
To get them paired together. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see them together. But
imagine they just even, had it.
But like, whether it's a real feud, whether it's a fake feud, whatever, we'll never know. But the show that they're putting on, you can't say it's not entertaining.
No,
it's coming at each other backwards and forward, who's winning. There's all votes saying who do you think's got the upper hand and all that. I don't know. I really like it. And I think when I'm tuning into the US Open this week, I just want to see them have a clash. Because how good was it when that video come out of Brooks doing the eyes and...
Yeah,
can't be dealing with this. Was it bullshit? Is something he was saying?
I can't even talk about bullshit or something. Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
What What was that game that you and Lee played? Where you at the
foursomes?
Foursomes, yeah. So imagine they had them out in that. Like, to be honest, is there any point where you thought, like, fucking hell? Or like, you're probably thinking, what are you doing there? Imagine them two doing that.
Honestly, me and Lee, we done well, didn't we? We spoke about it, we won. But there's a few baddies out there. There's a few times you have to pick up and just give them an all life. But we knew that was going to happen.
Brooks and Bryson that playing that in the Ryder Cup or whatever, and then they have murder.
Yeah.
You want to beat that is entertainment. I've watched that.
There you go. So, yeah.
I'd watch that.
So, you're giving me bogey then?
That's really, yeah.
You're having me bogey. Go on, what's your bust?
My bust is once again coming into fruition, the rules of golf.
Is it Mark Hensby?
Is that yours as well?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I know.
Like, so what he's done, for anyone listening that doesn't know, he's went in the water on the fourth, dropped a ball out of his sleeve of balls, played the fourth, five, six, seven, the eighth, got to the eighth and looked at his ball and said to his playing partner, said to his caddy, what's that black dot on my ball?
He's like, if you put that on.
He said, if you put that on my ball, yeah. And the fella's like, no. And then they all inspected it. And one of them goes, that's one of the new low spin and Pro V1s. And he's like, I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't use, that's not my ball. And then he looked and it was an X or whatever, and he had a thing. So he was playing a ball that he hadn't started the tournament with.
Yeah.
So we got a 2-shot penalty on every hole that he's
played. One ball rule.
Yeah. So what actually happened, how he done it, was he was on the putting green and Pat Perez was putting to the same hole and he's walked over and just tapped the three balls, put them back in his sleeve and then went and played the round.
And for him to pick that ball as well, it's a bit unlucky as well.
It must be in the middle in the sleeve, do you know what I mean? But then he's...
Fair play to him, though, for admitting it. Because he could have easily got away. I didn't look at his score to see whether how close he was
to the
cut.
Well, he was two over.
At the time.
And he, it was the first round, I think.
Yeah.
So he was two over, and he shot 13 over with his 10-shot penalty. So he's only shot three over, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's unlucky, isn't it, really?
So he's made five pars or something in a row there and gets five doubles.
One over was the cut mark, wasn't it? So either one he had, yeah. And that was the first time he'd made it, the second time he'd had a start in 3.5 years.
Oh, my God.
So it would have been a good paycheck for him as well if he'd have made the cut.
But then he said, oh, I'm just so happy that it didn't happen to Pat as well, and Pat didn't use my ball. And I'd probably I'm sitting there thinking, he might have, mate. He just hasn't.
Pat Perez was top 10 as well.
Yeah, either one hasn't seen it or just hasn't mentioned it.
That I agree with you.
I think we should go and raid Pat Perez's bag, and if the ball's not there, he stays used it, hasn't he? You know what I mean?
You would never check it, would you? You just pick the ball up and threw it in his bag, but it's you're allowed to carry it in your bag, but you just can't use it. Is that right? Only when you use it, that's in your thing. So
I don't know if that's the same open qualifying. Like, can I just whip a Kirkland out and then like play with a Pro V after? Or what's the
fact check? Let's have a look.
Like, I reckon that it will be, won't it?
Just one ball rule.
If Dave's watching this now, he'll be saying, "What has he just said there?"
Let's fact check that and see what's going on. But no good birdie bowie bust.
Moving on to a segment that I could have scrapped decades ago.
Literally, we've been through that many of them
decades ago. The Ryder Cup review.
I know. I don't know why you don't like it.
No, I do like it. I just felt like we were just chatting about it from the 30s, 40s, 50s. No one cared. No, I honestly thought that no one cared. But
yeah, of course they do.
I've had two comments this week. One a message in saying that it's a boss segment and they can't believe it. And when we see Mike McKeown, he was like, "That's my favorite segment." Yeah. He's like, I don't even read ahead on Wikipedia or like Google it. I just wait for every week to find out like what happens in the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what? Do you?
Well, let's talk about it now. 1987 Ryder Cup, back to back for the European boys.
The year my girlfriend was born, she told me I have to say that.
You have to say that, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
15-13 they won. I think it's more about the consistency here because Tony Jacklin, again, captain for Europe. That's for the third Ryder Cup in a row now. And only two rookies in the European team as well. Yeah. So the same team, Yusevi was
and
there,
one
Faldo.
Jose Maria Olathabald. So obviously went on to be a household name, hasn't he? So.
Unbelievable, yeah. And obviously we'll speak about it in years to come, but those Ryder Cup memories that he's had with Seve.
No, exactly, yeah.
But Olathabald actually played Payne Stewart. He was a rookie for the American team. Payne beat him 2-0. Obviously, it wasn't enough to get the win, 15-13 in the end. 15-13.
But you know, when we won last deck like 2 years ago, didn't we, in 85, that was an unbeaten record of 13-0 spanning 60 years before we won that one.
Was it? Yeah. It was going on ages.
It was going
really.
On.
We were like,
it.
When are we going to win one?
This is boring the life out of me. When are we going to win one?
We finally got
it. It was our first victory on US soil, and it wasn't exactly a fair fight because Jack Nicklaus, who was the captain of the US team, it was his founded course and his design.
Yeah. So we've seen it the other week, didn't we? Muirfield Village. Yeah. For the memorial.
So it's not really very.
Well, they've done it again, haven't they?
I suppose.
Do we know who wins next time? Or
I don't read ahead till the next week.
Be interesting because this is the last time Team USA did not opt in for a captain's pick.
So they just went now on the starting system. The captain's pick.
So yeah, so
you need the captain's pick though, don't you? Because you're like your biggest personalities or your.
Well, Alathabal was a captain's pick for this one.
Ah, I see.
We had three, and Alathabal was one of them as a rookie. But the Americans just went on the point system, which it can work both ways, can't it?
Yeah.
But, we've seen in the past Jack Nicklaus missed out on a couple of Ryder Cups because of points.
Well, because you might not get enough points, or you might have someone who's not actually in the best form, but you want them round the thing. You're
the
like
postman,
like,
Ian Poulter, time, you'd have him in your team every time, even if he wasn't playing well, just to have him in around the team, But another one to add to the European list as we continue on this segment, at least.
Well, we had in our European team the world number 2 and 3 at the time. Do you know who they were?
Seve and Faldo?
No, Seve and Lange.
Oh, Lange, yeah.
And they
Where was Faldo then, do you know?
What a clue. And they had the
half a job.
They had the win on number 4 and 4. I wasn't expecting that question, to be honest. We didn't run through that. They had the win on number 4 and 5 as well. So Payne Stewart and Curtis Strange. But do you know who the world number 1 was at that time?
1987. Got to be Greg Norman, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm not happy that I got that.
I had to Google that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't he have 9 years as world number 1 or something in the 80s? And I think it 91. Didn't you listen to the generational go to bait? No,
I don't listen to anything you say. I just talk for me, and then that's it. I don't care what you say.
Are you talking about go to baits?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
belter.
I really enjoyed that.
So Mike McKeown, one of our patron listeners, we played with the other day. He had an idea of coming up with a geographical goat debate. So the way we didn't really put Gary Player in the generational goats, or we didn't have like who else didn't we have?
Byron Nelson
and a few that others. Missed we didn't out, have yeah. Seve.
Did we not have Seve?
Did we? You probably said something.
Fact check.
There was a few players we didn't have anyway, and we could put them against each other.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I think I thought it was a great idea. So who's the best player to ever come out of Spain? Who's the best player to ever come out of America?
Well, yeah, we didn't have Langer, did we?
No.
So we're best player to come out of Germany and so on and so forth, Japan.
Just putting you on the spot now, who would you say the best player to come out of England?
Varden.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Just don't know, he's got the most records, any and all that.
I think Faldo, no.
Well, we can debate that, can't we?
Yeah, we can debate it.
Geographical goat debate.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But
yeah, just to put you on the spot, who do you think the best golfer to ever come out of Russia is?
Pass. Right then.
What a country, though. Couldn't think of one Russian golfer.
Not one Russian, still can't. Moving nicely on to the US Open then.
Well, before we move on to the US Open, that's going to be the big debate and like the end of the show. The women have got an event, the Women's Major LPGA Classic for Simply Give.
Okay.
At Blyfield Country Club, Michigan.
Michigan?
And, yeah.
Michigan.
Michigan. Oh, did you go to college in America, did you?
I certainly did.
6,638 yards.
About average.
So even you could get around that.
I couldn't. S&E 6'6 in the contract. I can't get around there.
But the reason I wanted to touch on this as well is because the prize fund is $2.3 million.
Good.
That's double a European tour. I know that's dollars and pounds, like we always say, but still.
It just goes back to sponsorships, don't it? We speak about it all the time. Your tournaments need to be backed. It goes on viewing. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you'll see our viewing now. There's like four people listening to us. No one's going to be sponsoring this podcast, are they?
Yeah, but our stock's going to rise. Our stock's going to rise.
Yeah, definitely.
Be great if only Joe, Lee, Kieran, and Dave were watching with me. Oh, brilliant. And another thing, Brooke Henderson made history in 2019 when she won by one stroke by coming the most, she became, sorry, the most winningest Canadian golfer.
Winning what?
Winningest.
What's that mean?
That's what it says. That's what it says there. Winningest. Obviously she's won the most, obviously.
I think that's what it means, yeah.
I was a male and female.
Yeah.
So, Canadian. Did I say all that?
You've said that.
Did you get that, yeah?
Three times now, I think,
so yeah. She's won the most out of any Canadian person.
Male or female?
Yeah, male or female.
Well done.
Beat Mike Weir.
Right, can we move on to the US Open then?
Please.
I'm so excited for this. Torrey Pines, South Course.
I know.
Last time it was LDA, 2008. We all know what happened there, don't we?
There he is. There he goes. So
that was when he held that putt, wasn't it, to get into the playoff?
I've sent this picture, and I've also sent a picture of him when he's hurt himself.
Oh, holding the knee?
Yeah, like that.
There we go, yeah.
And what I wanted to talk about just before we move on is I played with this lad on the... on Sunday there, and he had a groin injury. And see Tiger, when he's held that putt on 18, and he's obviously buzzing, and he's made a good shot, and he's dancing around like he's never not even got a bad knee, and he's obviously had a bad swing on the other one, and he's hurt himself. This lad was like level par, like just cruising. It's a bad shot, hurt himself. Good shot, he was sound. It's a bad shot. He was like, my groin. And then he made a few bogeys and then walked off.
Did he get through? Yeah, he got off.
Yeah. Well, after he played 18, like, but he walked the last two. Because he started chopping it.
And that too.
So we had one of them like bad shot injuries.
So are you trying to say Tiger didn't have an injury?
No, he obviously had an injury, but it was one of them bad shot ones.
But yeah, I remember it well. Was it 19-hole playoff, wasn't it, at Rocco Media?
I know, yeah.
The next day.
I was actually watching a tape of it, and the way he plays the 18th in regular play, you know, obviously on the scorecard, he made birdie, didn't he? And he held that putt from, what, 25 foot or something? Yeah. But he wings it left into the rough, chops it out to like the other rough, gouges it out the rough onto the green. So he's hacked it down the hole, basically. And the Rocco Media thinking it's in the bag.
What you're describing there is how I play pretty much every
I know, hour. Yeah, and then boxes a 25-footer.
Proper, and if David's still watching, he can vouch for that.
Yeah, proper loco golf.
Yeah, definitely. comparing me to Tiger again. Lovely.
Lovely. Well, you're all right. You're putting was. And I got a little quote there. Steve Williams said that on the lob wedge, on the approach, sorry, that he hit lob wedge, he had to lie to Tiger about the yardage to stop him hitting a sand wedge. And he said, it hit a full lob wedge. And he said to him, you absolutely have to trust me. And if I'm wrong, fire me.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah.
And was he wrong?
Well, obviously he got up and down, didn't he? So no.
Yeah, brilliant. He also joined Jack Nicklaus to be the only player to win the career Grand Slam 3 times.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
one guy who's trying to do it for the first time this week, Phil Mickelson. Do you think he can go back to back?
Hopefully. Just love the records getting broken, especially by him, because he just loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I hope he's driving around in a buggy with both of his trophies.
It'd be great to see, wouldn't it? I'll hold my hand up and say a couple of weeks back I was even
thinking,
you
said why is he getting it? Your quote was, well, he hasn't exactly got any form, has he? He hasn't got any form coming in. I was like, he doesn't need it, does he? He doesn't need form.
You were right for once.
I know. Yeah. First thing I've been right about.
Credit where credit's due. No, but yeah, Phil back at a major for the first time since his big PGA win. So
I really hope that he goes on and does it.
Have you picked him then?
No, but I've picked 4 of the left-handers, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Patrick Reed.
Ooh.
I know. You'll have fond memories from the Farmers Insurance's 5-shot victory at the end of January when he
should
played
have been disqualified for cheating.
Yeah, cheating, yeah. Plenty more rough this time, though. It's going to be even deeper than that. Have you seen the pictures?
I know. It's,
when they're dropping balls in the rough and it just goes missing.
That's right. It suits him, doesn't it? put his hand down and just drop a few, can't he?
Speaking about that, obviously going into the rough, bomb and gouge tactics that Bryson went with last time. Do you think we'll see the same?
You'll definitely see the same out of him, won't you?
Do you think so?
Well, what else can he do?
Well, he's changed his routines and the way he does it, the way he plays certain courses. He's not just bomb and gouge all the time.
Yeah,
so,
I suppose.
But that's how he won the US Open, was controversy.
How deep the rough is, you'll have to pap and gouge. It's like you've still got a gouge. Remember Rory said that he was trying to get the swing speed up to get it out the rough?
Yeah.
Not realising that Bryson's pitching wedge is the same length, and his sandwich is the same length as his...
4-iron?
Nah, 6-iron.
6-iron, yeah.
4-iron?
Was it you saying that Joe's got the 4-iron?
Joe Murray's got them, yeah. No, his 4-iron's the same length as his pitch.
Yeah, that's where I'm confused.
Yeah. That's where he gets the extra speed.
I'm interested to see Wilco after his driving statistics from the Palmetto. Did you see the statistics from 13 drives? I think his longest one went like 378 and his shortest one went 329.
I noticed that you've actually stopped coming with your stats lately. It was you stroke gained and not like you've gone off the boil.
Well, the problem was I was coming as the stat man, and every time I was doing my picks, it was 4 missed cuts.
Yeah,
wasn't working.
No, but you can report the stats that have been. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're going to predict.
Do you want them back?
Please, yeah.
Okay, I'll bring them back next
week. By popular demand, the people are asking.
Oh, let me know then.
The fans are asking, man.
But no, looking forward to it. John Ram, favourite going into the tournament.
It's weird that considering he's not going to get out of quarantine until when? Tomorrow? Tuesday?
Yeah, but look at the way he played.
Lot's gone on since then.
He's just well rested, you know. He'd be on the simulator, won't he, in the house?
Where's he quarantined in the fucking golf centre?
No, surely they've got simulators in the house, haven't they? I think that's standard practice, isn't it?
Is it, yeah?
I don't know.
You probably would have, wouldn't he? Well, just when you mentioned Patrick Reed before, I hate reporting on him and even talking about him, but he's got a chance to join Ben Hogan, Tiger Woods, and Jack Nicklaus as the only golfers to win a PGA Tour event and a US Open on the same course in the same year. So hope he doesn't do that. Let's just hope he doesn't do that.
Interesting stats. So you're coming with the stats then? They don't need me to return.
No, you like all the, like, and he was fair stroke game putting. That's what it used to sound like to me. Anyway. What about Mr. Fleetwood?
I know, still got a 76 in him, man. Good rounds, and then he's throwing like a second round 4 over par. Had to hold like a 8-footer to make the cut.
Yeah,
and then he finished the tournament 3 under. So, you know, I think another top 30 round. Or top 40. It's just
I know,
one.
But at them harder courses, we need to a fairways. Yeah. He seems to do all right, doesn't he?
Yeah. So. No, he's always got a chance. You know what I mean? One of the best players in the world, isn't he? So
yeah.
He's always going to have a chance, and we'll always back him, won't we? So
of course, yeah. Well, yeah. It's not in my picks, like, but yeah, we
not
do
in my
back
picks
him,
either. Yeah.
So we'll have to put some down on what
we'll definitely yeah, we'll sort yeah. it out.
As for the first time since 1990, there's two sets of brothers of competing in the championship.
Brooks and Chase?
No. Alvaro and Carlos Ortiz. Didn't even know Carlos Ortiz's
no,
brother
I didn't.
Played golf.
No, I have no idea.
No, so
who's the other one then? Let me think of brothers.
The main brothers like that you can think of in your mind.
What country?
Italy. I was gonna say France then.
Molinari's.
Yeah.
Is Eduardo qualified as he? Yeah.
Must have, yeah.
Didn't know that.
I think, you know what it was? This fact check before I even say this, but in the European Tour, had a three championship aggregate score thing, to, like from the Porsche Open, the one in Austria and the whatever, three to, well researched this one. No, they had the last three tournaments in the European Tour schedule.
So the Porsche European Open.
Yeah, the...
Oh, we've got them. So
what was it called? Neither whatever on. It was called,
whatever
anyway.
It was called, yeah.
Aggregate score goes, the top six not already exempt go through to the US Open. So I think he's qualified through that.
Do you? Yeah.
So fact check everything I've just said there. Fact check the courses. Fact check the lot, man. Honestly.
Brilliant. Well, looking forward to watching it.
I am, yeah. But another thing on Tiger, what we missed out as well. Remember that Tiger documentary? Tiger, the one that was,
yeah, yeah.
It was all people coming out and
yeah,
slating
yeah, yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
Do you remember Williams said that he told Tiger to pull out?
Oh, on the 2008, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Tiger said.
And he said, no, Stevie, I'm winning this championship.
Yeah.
And that was this one.
That was on the final day on the Sunday, wasn't yeah. it? When he was crouching over and he said, you just need to pull out. He's like, nah.
I'm winning it.
This is mine.
And imagine he was that cabbaged and then he had to play another 18 and then he was done in again. He had to play another hole.
Just shows the man.
Rock on me. This is just giving that, you know. Have you seen media these days?
No.
Like he's gone so skinny, you know.
Has he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing now? Coaching?
Playing golf, I think.
What's your picks then?
My picks are, do you know what? Because I got a kiggo last week, I'm going to have to go for got a kiggo. And then when I went to pot two, I just looked and Bubba Watson stood out. So I thought, oh, well, I've got two left-handers now. So I looked in pot three and I thought, oh, Ashay Bhatia, he's left-handed. And then I was looking in pot four
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
And
you
I
got
said,
someone.
Well, I said to you, didn't I? I said, I'm just going to find a left-hander. And I said, Rick Lamb, he looks like he might be left-handed. Just didn't have a clue. Googled it and he was left-handed. I was just like, wow.
How
have I even
happened?
Done that? So I've gone four lefties.
Four lefties, yeah. I've gone John Ram.
Yeah.
Just given the way he played at the Memorial. It's hard to see past him. I think he's well rested.
Mm.
Give it a good go. Ben Wiesberger. He won his home tournament a couple of weeks back on the European Tour. I know it's different, but I just fancy him to have a good turnout.
Yeah.
Pot three, Wyndham Clark. Played well at the Farmers when it was here at the end of January. And good vibes going into this course, and then finally gone for Tyler Strafacy, bit of an outsider, but turned pro after his Walker Cup appearance. And I just think if he makes the cut, it's points in the bag, isn't it?
Yeah, no Swafty.
Didn't see him on the list.
Hudson Swafford?
Yeah.
Surely he is.
No,
he definitely is.
I can't believe
I
missed
him.
He
definitely is, yeah.
Is he?
I think he's pot three as well, you know.
Sorry, Hud. Didn't see him there. He'd definitely been in the back.
Tuned in. He said he's going to tune in.
Fact check.
Yeah, again.
No, but plenty of golf to look forward to. Our first ever live podcast.
Yeah. I don't know how we've done this, but it flew through that in 48 minutes, haven't we? I think it was like we just took out any jargon on me and just got right to it.
Yeah, the nerve just talking a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
No, I've enjoyed it, though. Looking forward to it. We're going to start doing these now. Every week, aren't we? Every Monday at 8 o'clock, we're going to do a live podcast. So,
any feedback, anything that we should do differently? I don't know, like with camera setups or mics, whatever. We can get a load of feedback, can't we?
And just let us know what you think if you've enjoyed it.
Yeah,
we're always open to new segments as well. We're going to bring the geographical goat debate.
That's coming.
That's coming the next couple of weeks. But we hope, all that's left to say, that we hope you enjoy your golf this week. And until next time, we'll see you all soon.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh boy, is he out of sync.